Hello and welcome to this week's Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. Thanks as always for joining me. So I'm going to continue my usual habit of following the year, the liturgical year. And in the coming week, we have the Feast of the Great Franciscan, St. Bonaventure. And also we have the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So what I've done, actually, I'm going to read from Dorothy Sayers' translation of the Divine Comedy, particularly Paradiso, Paradise. And what I'm going to do, by way of paying tribute to St. Bonaventure, we're going to have St. Bonaventure's tribute to St. Dominic. I'm going to read that here. In a moment, from Canto 12 of Paradiso. Just a quick background to that before I start reading, that basically in Paradise, what we find, obviously in Dante's time in the Middle Ages, this was in the early days of both the Franciscan and the Dominican order, there was quite a lot of tension between the Franciscans and the Dominicans on various things, including philosophy and what have you. So what Dante has in Paradise, of course, these divisions will not exist. So what he has St. Thomas Aquinas, the great Dominican, paying tribute to the founder of the Franciscan order, St. Francis of Assisi, and he has St. Bonaventure, the great Franciscan, doctor of the church, as he now is, and also the official biographer of St. Francis of Assisi, paying tribute to St. Dominic. So this great reconciliation that we see in the Communion of the Saints that heal all of the wounds of the world. So I'll read that and we'll discuss how I'm going to celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel when we get to the next poem I'm going to read afterwards. But to begin, Dante's Divine Comedy from Canto 12 of Paradiso. This is the voice of St. Bonaventure speaking about St. Dominic. From one new heart of fire was heard to rise a voice that, like the needle to that pole, turned me to whence it came, and on this wise it spoke. The love that makes me beautiful bids me proclaim that captain who praised mine with such fair words and him in turn extol. One with the other we must still combine, and as they wage their warfare side by side, let side by side their mingled glory shine. Following its banner with uncertain stride, Christ's army once rearmed as such dear cost, was straggling on, thin-ranked and terrified, so that the eternal emperor was disposed, not by their merit, but by his sole grace, to reinforce his graciously threatened host. And for his bride's relief was pleased to raise two champions, fit, has been shown to us, by word and deed, to rally those poor strays. Within that province where sweet Zephyrus swells till the springtide foliage is unfurled, wherewith all Europe is made beauteous, nor distant from that coastline where the hurled waves beat in which his longest course pursued, the sun at times hides him from all the world. Long time hath happy Calahorra stood, protected by the mighty shield which shows the lion by turn subduing and subdued, and in that town was born the amorous, sweet leman of the faith, the wrestler saint, kind to his friends and ruthless to his foes. A soul created so preeminent in living might that a prophetic power from her womb's burden through his mother went. And when the sacred font in nuptial hour had wed the faith to him and him to her, with their salvation for their mutual dower, the lady who stood sponsor for him there dreamed of the wondrous fruit that afterward he and his heirs should foster by their care, and there that name and nature might accord, seeing whose he was, the spirit going forth named him by the possessive of the Lord, Dominic was his name, whose work and worth I publish as the husbandman whom Christ called to his garden to help till the earth. Marvellous. So Bonaventure the Franciscan paying tribute in heaven to St. Dominic, the founder of the Dominicans. And I love the phrase he uses to describe St. Dominic as the wrestler saint, kind to his friends and ruthless to his foes. The Dominican order being praised by St. Bonaventure too, as a celebration of St. Bonaventure's feast day. All right, let's move on, because I'm going to celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, not with another Marian poem. I mean, always don't need much of an excuse to have one of those, a poem in honour of the Blessed Virgin. But today I thought we'd have a couple of poems by that great Carmelite poet and saint, St. John of the Cross, in Roy Campbell's marvellous translations. So, without further ado, songs of the soul in rapture at having arrived at the height of perfection, which is union with God by the road of spiritual negation, by St. John of the Cross, translated by Roy Campbell. So this poem, by the way, that's very long-winded, is actually normally just known as Upon a Gloomy Night, which is the first line. Upon a gloomy night, with all my cares to loving ardours flushed, O venture of delight, with nobody in sight, I went abroad when all my house was hushed. In safety, in disguise, in darkness up the secret stair I crept, O happy enterprise, concealed from other eyes, when all my house at length in silence slept. Upon that lucky night, in secrecy, inscrutable to sight, I went without discerning, and with no other light, except for that which in my heart was burning. It lit and led me through, more certain than the light of noonday clear, to where one waited near, whose presence well I knew, there where no other presence might appear. O night that was my guide, O darkness dearer than the morning's pride, O night that joined the lover to the beloved bride, transfiguring them each into the other. Within my flowering breast, which only for himself entire I save, he sank into his rest, and all my gifts I gave, lulled by the airs with which the cedars wave. Over the ramparts fanned, while the fresh wind was fluttering his tresses, with his serenest hand my neck he wounded, and suspended every sense with its caresses. Lost to myself I stayed, my face upon my lover having laid, from all endeavouring ceasing, and all my cares releasing, threw them amongst the lilies there to fade. And we'll finish the third poem in this week's poem, or poems of the week. It's another poem by St. John of the Cross, translated by Roy Campbell. And this, this particular one, I just love the refrain. Verses written after an ecstasy of high exaltation by St. John of the Cross, translated by Roy Campbell. I entered in, I know not where, and I remained, though knowing naught, transcending knowledge with my thought. Of when I entered, I know naught, but when I saw that I was there, though where it was I did not care, strange things I learned, with greatness fraught. Yet what I heard I'll not declare, but there I stayed, though knowing naught, transcending knowledge with my thought. Of peace and piety interwound, this perfect science had been wrought. Within the solitude profound, a straight and narrow path it taught. Such secret wisdom there I found, that there I stammered, saying naught. but topped all knowledge with my thought. So borne aloft, so drunken reeling, so rapt was I, so swept away, within the scope of sense or feeling, my sense of feeling could not stay. And in my soul I felt revealing a sense that, though its sense was naught, transcended knowledge with my thought. The man who truly there has come of his own self must shed the guise of all he knew before the sum seems far beneath that wondrous prize. And in this law he grows so wise that he remains, though knowing naught, transcending knowledge with his thought. The farther that I climbed the height, the less I seemed to understand the cloud so tenebrous and grand that there illuminates the night. For he who understands that sight remains for aye, though knowing naught, transcending knowledge with his thought. This wisdom without understanding is of so absolute a force, no wise man of whatever standing can ever stand against its course, unless they tap its wondrous source to know so much, though knowing naught, they pass all knowledge with their thought. This summit also steeply towers and is of excellence so high, no human faculties or powers can ever to the top come nigh. Whoever with its steep could vie, though knowing nothing, would transcend all thought forever without end. If you would ask what is its essence, this summit of all sense and knowing, it comes from the divinest presence, the sudden sense of him outflowing, in his great clemency bestowing the gift that leaves men knowing naught, yet passing knowledge with their thought. Thanks so much, as always, for joining me in the Poem of the Week podcast, the Inner Sanctum. Please have a blessed week, and until then, goodbye and God bless.